This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 151 for Monday, November 20th. I'm Adam Pilashotti. The ICE Futures canola market is making modest gains on Monday morning, largely on the strength of comparable oils. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil are higher to start the day, while European rapeseed is lower. Crude oil is rebounding after recent declines, gaining more than $1 per barrel. The Canadian dollar is down 0.1 cent compared to Friday's close. The federal government will table its fall economic outlook in the House of Commons tomorrow. The January canola contract is up $6.80 per ton at $704 even. In the U.S., corn is steady and wheat is mixed, while soybeans are making gains. Remaining harvest and field work for the U.S. corn harvest will be delayed after recent rains in eastern parts of the country. Rains in southern Brazil continue to disrupt planting, while northern Brazil will receive much-needed precipitation amid drought conditions. Growing conditions are favorable in Argentina after recent rainfall, but the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange cut the country's projected planted area by 3% to 17.6 million acres. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly ethanol report showed that prices declined by as much as 5 cents per gallon, from $1.70 to $1.93 U.S. regionally. The March corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.85. According to Ag Rural, soybean planting in Brazil was 68% complete as of November 16th, a 7-point gain from 1 week earlier but down from 80% at that time 1 year ago. Some growers in the top farm state of Mato Grosso have decided to grow cotton instead. In Argentina, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange raised its projected planted area for soybeans by 1% to 43 million acres and is currently 18% planted. Canada's biofuel and oilseed sectors are hoping the fall economic outlook will include a response to the U.S.'s Inflation Reduction Act, which provides tax credits to American producers. The January soybean contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.48. The Canadian Grain Commission reported that 312,600 tons of Canadian wheat were exported for the past week on Friday, and exports are now ahead of last year's pace. A weather system brought rains to areas from South Dakota to Oklahoma and eastward to Ohio over the weekend. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange cut its estimate for Argentine wheat production by 700,000 tons to 14.7 million. StoneX cut its projection for Brazil's wheat crop by 1.25 million tons to 9.28 million due to dry conditions. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.79. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is unchanged at $6.28 U.S. per bushel. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.29. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, November 20th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pilashotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.